Well, today, as part of the New Paths Music Festival, Beverley-based violin maker and restorer Peter Hall is opening his workshop in the town to demonstrate his craft to people who'd like to see him in action. He'll be joined by members of the Yorkshire Stringed Instrument Fellowship, who are based in Harrogate. And the New Paths Music Festival started on Thursday and dedicated to the memory of the late Alan Spedding, long-time director of music at Beverley Minster. Well, a number of events have already taken place in the town, with still more to come. Well, the festival's founder is Beverley's Roland Deller, and he's here now along with Peter. Roland and Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you both.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning from a very rainy Beverley.
Yeah, rainy and all as well. Oh, that's no good, is it? Now, I'll chat to you in a moment, Peter, but Roland, where did the idea come from for the New Paths Festival?
Well, there are fantastic festivals popping up all around the country at the moment, and it's part of that wave. But we felt it was a great time for Beverley. The town is growing. There are new people moving into the town all the time. And it has the most wonderful buildings. So it's great to open up the town to people from throughout Europe to come and enjoy some fantastic music making in some beautiful buildings. A festival is all about getting together mates, brilliant musicians who want to come together and spend a few days giving some terrific concerts, and Beverley is the ideal place for that. They can go for coffees, they can go shopping, they can enjoy all the other, you know, cool things there are to do in Beverley.
So a great boost for tourism in the town. So what describe some of the festival events that have taken place so far and who's been involved?
Yeah, they've been packed out. We had an opening night in Beverley Minster in the South Transept, followed by a late night organ recital. The organ events are right at the heart of the festival because Alan Spedding was a terrific organist, and Beverley Minster has one of the best organs in the world. And we've actually got five organists. We've got Simon Johnson from St. Paul's Cathedral, one of, you know, the world's great virtuoso organists, Richard Pinnell from St. George's Chapel in Windsor, and three kids, university students and schoolboys, who are, you know, some of the most talented young organists in the country, and they're just sort of collaborating and working together to give some quite lively concerts. Mm. We've also had a number of family events where parents with kids can come along and enjoy a short 45 minutes of terrific, lively classical music, and they have had a fantastic time, and they've all really enjoyed themselves. In terms of singing, we have got some of the absolute top young singers in the country. They're normally, you know, appearing in the best opera houses in the country, and they're coming to Beverley, and they have fallen in love with the town. They're raving about the people here, and they cannot wait to give their opera gala this evening at the East Riding Theatre at 7:30. It will be a terrific opportunity. It's quite a small, intimate venue, and being that close to voices of that magnitude is quite an experience, I can tell you. It's not to be missed.
Indeed. Now, Peter, I'm going to stop you there because, we want to get to the news and all that. Peter, very much music at the heart of all of this. Tell me a bit about the Yorkshire Stringed Instrument Fellowship. Who are they?
Well, they came across from Leeds College of Music back in 2004. They were part of the college, and then they shut that down. So I fetched them across to Harrogate, and it's basically a violin-making course. They will make violins from scratch to the finish. So we've got a double bass on the go at the moment. We've got violas and cellos. It's aimed at any age at all and whatever ability you've got, really. You don't have to be skilled. You don't have to be a musician. You just have to want to do it and have the patience to do it.
Mm. You're opening your workshop today, so what kind of thing will people see?
The workshop itself will have four or five people in there today. We'll have a cello on the go, bending the sides on a steam bending iron. We'll have people carving the tops of the instruments and thicknessing the plates. I've got a young girl that's just started, a 9-year-old. She's actually making a violin with me at the moment.
Oh, so wow. That's
very good fun. I will have wine and cheese on the go all day. We've got various events in the workshop.
And, oh, wow,
As Roland has said before, so yeah. We're going to have a great day, I think.
Yeah, just very, very quickly, when and where is it all happening?
It's happening at behind the Beverley Music Centre on Norwood, 10 till 5 today. The rain's nearly stopped now, so we should be all right. So we're looking forward to a really good day. Thank you very much.
That's super. Well, Peter, thank you for that. Roland, thank you so much. Beverley lad, and you've come up through the ranks of the music rights, and you've been, you know, expressing your talent all over the country. You must be very, very pleased, I suspect, with how the festival's gone.
Yeah, I'm extremely proud, and it's brilliant the way that the town has embraced it and got off their bodies and come to some fantastic concerts. There's been, it's been great, and we've got a coffee concert today at 11 o'clock at St Mary's, where there's some free cake, some absolutely delicious cake. So it's an hour's worth of music with some terrific music.
Ah, there you are. You sold it on the cake. Roland and Peter, thank you so much for your time today. It's all happening in Beverley, isn't it? Yeah. Come rain or shine, shall we say. You're listening to Saturday Breakfast from BBC Radio Humberside.